realize that I'm going to have to go extremely quickly through all of these slides, but to understand the nature and purpose of the Holy Ghost, you first have to realize that that's why Jesus came, was his purpose was to release what we are feeling here tonight, what individuals are experiencing. Mike Gonzalez, who has never had the Holy Ghost before, came in the service this morning. God began to fill him then, and tonight it began to overflow as he spoke forth in a heavenly language as the Spirit of God gave you out. You say, you know, and I don't know all of Mike's background, and I don't know what all he has gone through in his life, but Jesus' response was that I have to go away so that the Comforter can come. And John the Baptist had said that I can baptize you under repentance, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So when Jesus told his disciples, you may not understand this, but I have to leave in order for the Holy Ghost to come. And I understand that folks then say, well, you're all about the book of Acts. No, it's simply because the book of Acts is where it started. And that's where it happened. He had told them, go to Jerusalem. And in Acts, the second chapter, and we sang the song, and there was an immersion of the Spirit. It fell on them. In Acts, the 8th chapter, they were immersed. In Acts, the 10th chapter. In Acts, the 11th chapter, they talked about the Holy Ghost falling on them. In Corinthians and in John, when Jesus had said that you have to drink, if any man comes, let him drink of the water, Paul said that we are drinking of the Spirit. And so not only are you getting in it, you have to open your mouth and you have to begin to drink. Jesus said, if any man thirst, in other words, if you hunger for this, then you come and then you will be filled. And so you've got to drink. But that last part was drink, which means open your mouth. And I understand some people, you know, they feel the Holy Ghost and they don't know what to say or do or holler or shout or scream or whistle, and that's all right. But basically, all you are doing at that moment is you're letting the Holy Ghost begin to flow out of your heart. And you say, why is that so important? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when you get full of the Spirit, it's like this man holding this glass. It just begins to flow out. And when it does, you begin to speak forth in a heavenly language as the Spirit gives the utterance. And you say, well, am I a quarter bit full or a third bit full? I don't want to embarrass Sister Kathy. What a tremendous song. What a tremendous job. But if you would have known her like I've known her, as long as I've known her, and as long as she came and she'd get a little dose or a little cup and it just kept... And finally, one day, it just started flowing out. Oh. And that what you see tonight is not who she was after, before the Holy Ghost began to flow out. It's an amazing transformation. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so that sense of letting the Holy Ghost flow, and yet you have to yield yourself to the Spirit. In other words, you know, and we've all been there and done that, and that's why the Bible says don't quench the Spirit, is because you can quench the Spirit. You can sit there and say, ooh, I feel it, but I'm just not going to move, or I'm scared, or I don't want to be embarrassed, or I don't. Or you can just say, you know what, I'm going to let myself go. I don't care what anybody says or does. I'm going to yield to the Spirit. And you know, I understand, you know, individuals can say, well, is that, you know, what the Lord wants? Oh, whenever I read what the Lord said there in St. John, John, the 7th chapter. I want to read it to you again. He said, in the last day, these are not the words of Simon Peter. So when somebody tells you, oh, I don't listen to the words of Simon, I take the words of Jesus. Well, listen to what Jesus said. In the last days, the great day of the feast, that was the feast where they were pouring out water. And he said, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And then he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. Some people will say, well, just believe on the Lord. And I always, when they tell me that, I say, absolutely, believe on the Lord. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But that does not mean that the Lord can't still fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost is all about. When you truly believe on him, and you yield yourself to him, and you get in his presence, and you begin to drink of that Spirit, it's supposed to overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Amen. I know sometimes folks say, well, you know, and they want to be judgmental. Are you saying when I've got a cup of the Holy Ghost or I've not got enough? You know what? Just don't worry about that. Let the Lord fill you up until you overflow. It doesn't matter how much you got. And so why do we talk about the Holy Ghost? Why? Because it is a gateway to the supernatural. And as my wife said, it's amazing how many miracles, and I could begin to just rattle them off. The miracles, the transformation in lives, the way things happen and what people have experienced. And then not only that, but the miracles that we've seen with individuals that have been, you know, I mean, if you would have listened to me and Sister Bev and to talk to the doctor and be told that they're absolutely, forget it, there's nothing, no response, you're not going to have a response, and now they're worrying about, you know, how... getting to bed to get him home. I want to tell you, that's the kind of God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Heath was up here, and he's a miracle. They had a punctured lung and didn't even know it, and the Lord, you know, kind of told him, tell him, don't do any more therapy. I need help. And all of a sudden, the doctor said, you know, what was it, 25% or 10%, I don't know, of the people that have your injuries don't make it. Oh, well, you're just a lucky man. No, he's not. He's man that has been touched with the supernatural power of Almighty God. And that's why I said this morning, every chapter of the book of Acts has something supernatural in it. And then witnessing, and I mentioned that this morning, and my wife told me, and I'd forgotten that story, but when she got the Holy Ghost at age 9, she went to school the next day and told everybody at school, and everybody was going, what? And she goes, yeah, come on, why? Because that's what we ought to feel. Like we want to tell somebody. And notice what it says. You shall be witnesses unto me. In other words, you're talking not, you know, it's not about, well, let me tell you how great I am. Let me tell you how awesome I am. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you what I've experienced, because it's all about him. That's what witnessing is all about. And then we talked about how that it does, it gives you supernatural power with praying, and you pray with authority, and it helps our infirmities. And I was not tickled, not in a funny way, but I don't know what all I said, Brother Mike Gonzalez. I don't know where all and what all he's been in, but Brother Tyler mentioned that there's been, he was raised from a very young person in a lot of drug environment. And I heard him up here as the Holy Ghost was flowing, and he talked in tongues. And then he started saying, I am free. I am free. I am free. The chains are gone. I've been set free. Oh, I'm telling you, he's able to break all kinds of things that the devil will try to bind you, whether it's anxiety or fear or depression or drugs or alcohol or habits or addictions. I'm telling you, I know a God that is able. The power of the Holy Ghost is able. The power of the Holy Holy Ghost is able to set you free, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so he talked about prayer in Ephesians and in Thessalonians. Pray without ceasing. Don't quench the Holy Ghost. And then the power to do righteousness. In other words, I don't have the power to change. And I'm sorry. If you think that you have the power to be a new creature without being in Christ Jesus and having Christ in you, you're going to find yourself bumping your head over and over and over again. Because the law was, you can't tell, put enough laws down to make people do right. That's why the Bible says the law was a schoolmaster. In other words, to show us that we needed the Lord so that we would then get his spirit inside of us. The law, maybe if we pass enough laws, people won't be greedy, or people won't be unkind, or people won't be mean, or people... It's not possible.
Amen.
But oh, once you get into the presence of the Lord, I forgive because he forgave me. I love because he first loved me. All of these things. And the Holy Ghost teaches and guides us, shows us that it's the last days, gives us a spirit of unity with the body. Here we don't even know, I've never met this young man, and yet you feel like, oh, I want to pray with him. I'm praying for him. And there were people gathered around. I don't know, maybe nobody in this place besides Brother Gators and Tyler. No, my Gonzalez, but yet people were gathered around. Why? Because they feel a unity. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you're Jew or Greek or rich or poor or bond or free. I want you to know we have all been made to drink in of the one Spirit, and because of that one Spirit, we are one body. We are unified in Christ. And I mentioned today that we're no orphans. We're all a family. I will not leave you comfortless or orphaned. And then my last slide that I used this morning was that we are heirs with God, joint heirs with Christ. What a privilege that is. And so then just a couple of more things is that, guess what? You say, well, I can't control my mind. I can't control my thoughts. I want to tell you, when you get a hold of the Holy Ghost, it'll change the way you're thinking about things.
Yes.
It's amazing. He said, we have received that one Spirit, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might, uses the word, know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak, not in words of man's wisdom, but things that the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man can't receive this. They're foolishness unto him. And then he quotes in Isaiah where it said, who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? That's what Isaiah the prophet said in the Old Testament. The Isaiah said, his thoughts are higher than the heavens, as high as the heavens are above the earth, are the Lord's thoughts above our way. Who can know the mind of the Lord? And you know what Paul said? He quoted it. And then you know what he added? See that last little phrase? But we, he's able to change your mind. It's been racing 100 miles an hour. It's been on go nonstop. I want to tell you, I know a power that if you'll get tapped into it, it'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you think about things. And then he goes on to say, it helps us. And then I use these words, turn, serve, and wait. And I got the turn down and I got the trying to serve down, but the hard one for me is the last one, the wait. I don't know about you, I'm just preaching to me. Paul told him in Thessalonians, our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power. Everybody say it.
Power.
And in the
Holy Ghost.
And in much
assurance.
As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. You became followers of us and the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost. He goes on down to say, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how we turned to God from idols. That's called the repentance. Saying, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm going to turn from where I was to God. And then he said, then at some point, not only do you have to turn, but then you have to make up your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. You say, well, I've done that. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. And that's where we get a little impatient, you know. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How are you doing that? Getting full of his spirit. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, I prayed last week and nothing happened. I'm going to just get another dose of the Holy Ghost and keep waiting and believing. Somehow, some way, the Lord's going to come through. I know in whom I have believed, and he is able. He is able. He is able. He is able. And the last thing that I just found was that Corinthians says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, I'm free. I'm free. And as you come into him and open your face to him and allow him to fill you till you overflow, a transformation, sometimes you can't even see it on yourself, but something begins to happen. You don't like the same people. You don't go to the same places. You don't have the same friends. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is changing us from the inside to the outside. Jesus on the inside. Working on the outside.
Place I feel the power.